Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Baba Kama Daf Kuf Aleph. We are holding right on top of the Amud Tana Rabbanon. Says the Braisa, Hanoisin Eitzim L'Chorosh, Lasus Mehen Kisei. So once again, we're on this topic of a fellow who commissioned a craftsman to fabricate something for him, in this case, a piece of furniture. So Reuven hands Shimon, the craftsman, some raw material, some wood. Noisen etzim lachorosh, to this carpenter, lasses men kisei, to fabricate with this wood, fabricate a chair. Vos men safsal, he decided to turn into a bench. Or safsal, I asked him for a bench. Vos men kisei, and he produced a chair. Rameo Imer, in this case, he's koina b'shina, he's a goslem. He took my material and applied it for something else. That's a shinoi, a drastic change. So the craftsman acquires that item, and all he does is pay me back for my raw material. Rameo Imer noisen lid me eitzav, he just pays him back for his raw material, for his wood. Okay? Rabbi Imer, he says like this, no, we penalize this fellow. We don't let him keep the item. So he returns the piece of furniture and he gets compensated somewhat, but just a very small amount, the lesser of the two amounts, either the expenses that he expended on this project or the added value that he contributed to, that he caused. Rabbi Doimer, ima shvach, if this item is now worth more than before, obviously it is, so that increase in value is greater, yosir ala yetzia, exceeds the amount of money that this craftsman invested in the project. Noisin lo yisa yetzia, he doesn't get the shvach, he gets the lesser of the two amounts he gets for his expenses. Noisin say yetzia. And the other way around as well, vima yetzia yisir ala shvach, if his expenses exceed the shvach, he only gets the shvach. Noisin yisa shvach, he's only entitled to the shvach amount. So bottom line, Rabudo applies a knas, we make him lose very much, he has to give it all back, and just gets a sort of a symbolic amount, whereas Rameir says he's kind of a shina. But even Rameir agrees that if there was no drastic change, Rameir, if it was just, you know, a question of inferior quality, same item but lower quality, there he can't say he's kind of a shina. So there, even Rameir would agree that we apply this formula. Rameir, him not san etzim lacharosh, lasses men kisei no. So I gave him some wood to fabricate this elegant chair. V'asa mehen kisei kor. And he produced this plain-looking chair. Or safsal noa, v'asa safsal kor, a nicer bench. And he did a very a simple or ugly-looking bench. So here we say, it's not a drastic shinui. It's not like he did a different item. So here he's entitled to keep the... He has to give the item back to the, you know, to the owner. And he gets that symbolic amount, as we said before, whichever one, you know, the lesser of the two amounts. Ima shvach yosar al yitzia, he gets the investment. Nice and late me yitzia, he gets for his expenses. Ima yitzia yisir al shvach, if his expenses are greater than the shvach that he caused, he only gets nice and late me shvach, whatever he increased in the item. Iboy lo, becomes an interesting question. Yesh shvach samonin al atzemer, oy ein shvach samonin al atzemer. So we have samonin, which are ingredients, you know, paint, dye ingredients, which are, you know, crushed and soaked and turned into dye, and then absorbed into the raw material, in this case, tzemer, wool. Is that color, is that pigment something tangible, something real, or is it just like a superficial, you know, appearance factor? Let's see Rashi here, four lines off the top. Yesh shvach chul, says Rashi Kalema. The Gemara means to ask like this. Chazusa, change of color, appearance, is that something tangible or just relative to what the eye sees? Is a color an inherent, you know, property in the item? Or is it just something, you know, for appearance sake, which is not really considered something real and tangible? Chazusa milsahi, do we have to reckon with it or not? Is color an existence or is just an apparent? We'll see. The Gemara will go through it in great detail. to analyze exactly what do we mean to ask. It's not just a philosophical question. It has a logical ramifications. Let's see. Yesh shvach samon in alat semer, the increase, the betterment, the improvement that the samana, that the dye affected on the tzemer, is that something real? Is that an existing factor? Or perhaps we can just ignore it. It's something very superficial. It's just, you know, skin deep, its appearance. Okay, now, how exactly are we speaking? Pertaining to what? Are we speaking that a fellow stole ingredients used to make dye? He crushed them. He soaked them. He has ready-made paint. And used it to dye this material. Right? His own material. With the other fellow's, you know, he took the other fellow's ingredients, turned it into dye, and applied it to his, right, own material. So, what's the question? Is the color still here? In which case, he has to typically mishum the kaninu b'shinui. So, there's no question that he doesn't have to give back the dye in his material because he was kaninu, because he changed it, he transformed it, he processed it. He turned it from ingredients to dye, and it's sitting up. So, of course, he doesn't own the actual color back. The tricha must be speaking the gozal saman shirin. V'tzavavuhu. He stole ready-made paint and applied it to his own material. My, what happens now? Yesh shvach saman al gabit semer. Do we say it's here? And therefore, v'amar lehavli samanoy deshach lesinu. So the other fellow, right? Reuben stole the Shimon's paint and used it to dye Reuben's his own, you know, material. Do we say that the paint is something tangible, and Shimon can now claim against Reuben, give me back my paint? Or shall we say, ein shvach saman al gabei tzemer? You know, the betterment, the improvement affected by the saman on the tzemer, not something that's any longer here, not something tangible, not something that you can relate to anymore. It's, you know, it's been absorbed, it's already non-existent. And therefore, v'amrle, so Reuben can respond to Shimon, look, sorry, there's nothing of yours here. It's not tangible. Nothing to speak of. One second. Amrish, the answer to the question was, you're right. Suppose you're right. It's no longer here. But me matzi amrle, less lach gabay v'lamidi, how could Reuben just deny Shimon's claim? I have nothing of yours by me. What do you mean? Name alay. Shimon can respond very simply. I understand that now it's already in your, but remember, you took a whole truckload of my ingredients. Namely, heavily summoned, I've said the sinu. You made me, you stole my stuff. So there's no question. Either way, he has to pay. So there's no real halachic ramification to the shayla in this case. Ela lachis. Rather, it's the other way. Ein shvach samon al gabei tzemer uboi shlumilei. If the samanin are not visible here, are not no longer tangible. So in this case, Reuben would have to pay. So we're switching it around. Just the opposite. If it's non-existent, then Reuben has to pay him back for the paint that he stole. Oy Dilma, on the other hand, yesh shvach saman al gabei tzemer. The paint is still real, still an existing factor. And therefore, Reuben can say like this, v'amalei hamanchi kamach. Look, your paint? Oh, it's right here. Look at this red color on my suit. Shaklinu, we can take it back. It's here. One second. Shaklinu b'may. How do you expect him to take back his paint? Shakli b'tzafon. With some sort of, you know, soap or whatever. Well, tzafon, avuri me'aver. It's just going to dilute it and destroy it. You know, yeah, the paint remover is going to remove the paint, but you're not going to have paint anymore. Nor here nor there. Hashav l'yavet. So I never return the paint to you if I just allow you to scrape it off my suit. So there's no question that it's not a solution. I haven't really fulfilled my obligations. Eloch, my skin was speaking like this. It must be kigoyin the god al tzemer v'saman and dechat. Reuben stole Shimon's tzemer and samanan. So two items. He stole his wool and his paint. And he went to work dyeing Reuven's Shimon's material with Shimon's paint. So two turned into one. It's no longer wool and paint. The wool and the paint are all one entity now. Okay, it's been absorbed in the material. And Reuven knocks on Shimon's door. Here, take your stuff back. Here, here's your material. Here's your paint. It happens to be it's all in one. Because mahadalei nihalei letzemer. Does that work or not? So it depends how you look at it. Yesh shvach samanin al gavei atzemer. You view the paint as though it's still here. Because mahadalei samanin vitzemer. Great. So I gave it all back to you. Here's the material and here's your paint. Oydil ma'or. No. Ein shvach samanin al gavei atzemer. The paint is non-existent. Vitzemer mahadalei. So now, when he returned the whole package, it's not considered. It's only considered like he returned the tzemer. Samanin, the paint, the dye, it's gone. So it doesn't do the trick. Says the Gemara, hold it. The question was, typically, the akher li nihalei b'dmei. Okay, granted. Even if we assume that technically speaking, the dye is no longer, you know, to be reckoned with. It's no longer here. But the fact is that Reuven's effort, right, Reuven's dyeing the material with Shimon's paint increased the value. It improved on the value of that raw material. So what's Shimon complaining about? He's getting back more than, right? He says, must be speaking that colored material dropped in price. He's not really getting back what he lost. Another way, another scenario where this question of ours can have ramifications. Kigon shetzavabu kufa. He stole the other fellow's monkey, a kaif, and his paint. And he took the can of spray paint and he sprayed the monkey. And he says, here, take it all back. Here's your monkey, here's your paint. Here there's no increase in value. The monkey didn't increase in value due to the fact that he was painted purple. So he can't say, look, you've gained your money back. So in this case, the question is back to the old question, whether the paint is still there or is non-existent. Ravina Amar, here comes another option. Hachab my skin could itsemer the chad with someone in the chad. Nobody stole anything. What happened was like this. Reuven owned tsemer. Shimon owned samonin. Because kaif. Suddenly comes along a monkey. He grabs the can of spray paint belonging to Shimon and sprays it all over Reuven's tzemer. Right? So there's no human involvement, no ganav, no gazel, no mazik. It's just circumstantial. His paint ended up in the other fellow's wool. Question is whether Shimon can demand the Reuven paying for the paint. Yesh shvach saman al gavit semer. Do we say that the color, the pigment, is something real? Da amar lei havli samanoi de gabach ninu. So Shimon can tell Reuven, look, where's my paint? You're holding on to my paint. Pay me for it. Oy dil ma'or, ein shvach saman al gavit semer. Paint has been absorbed. It's nothing to speak of anymore. Yiva amar lei les lach gabay klum. So Reuven can respond, look, I'm sorry that you lost your paint on my wool, but it's not here anymore. It's absorbed deep in the wool. It doesn't obligate me to pay you. So that's the question. So we have one, two, three scenarios where this question could be relevant. Tashma, we're going to try to prove from the halach. About erla, we know that a fruit tree within the first 3 years is forbidden, is asur. Not only ba'achila, you can't eat it, but you can't even benefit from it. Not only from the fruit itself, but even from its peels or skins, you can't use it for personal use. Tashma, beged shetzvoy beklipi erla. Let's say he went ahead, dyed a garment using arla fruit, klipe arla, the skins of a arla fruit, colorful skins, and he dyed the beged. Yidol, he got to burn the beged. Even though all he used was pigment from the arla. Alma chazus amulsi, apparently color, is something to reckon with. Amarava, that's very different. Arla, well, hanira, leinayim, asra teira. By Arla, even though It has no mamashes. It has no tangibility. If it's something which benefits you, even visually, like a pigment, or like Rashi says, flame of a candle, light, all those hanois are included in Isur Orla as well. So that's a specific case. Orla, you can't learn from there. The Sanya, Rabbi Brisa, which supports this, Arelim. Lo ye ochel. So we learned that you cannot eat Orla. Ein li ela Isur Achila. Here you only see that you cannot eat Orla. Menayin shelo yehenem imenu. What about benefiting from Orla? You can't use it to dye your clothing. Or you can't light a candle from Arla. How do we know that's also included? So all these extra expressions I'm teaching you, the rabbi says, to include all these types of benefits. So Arla is different. And you can't prove anything from Arla to financial matters. Toshmai comes another right from Shemitah. Once again, he misuses produce. This time it's something that grew on the seventh year, Shemitah. And, once again, you know, it's meant for personal use. It's not meant for commercial use. And he went ahead and he used the portion of the Shemitah fruit for commercial dyeing. Yidalek, you have to destroy it. So you see that chazusa milsa, color, paint, dye, pigment, appearance, is something that exists. That's something tangible. Shani Yasin, the answer is there as well. We have a special exception, the Amakro Tia. The Pasuk by Shemitah says, Kodesh Tia, the word Tia tells you about Vyasa Tehe. Shemitah, the Shemitah status remains intact, meaning it carries over even to this type of case. And even just a slight misuse is to be accounted for. Rava Ram. Now Rava had a kash, a contradiction. On the one hand, Tanami have a Mishnah, right? Beged shetzvoy b'klipa arla yidolik. Right? If one misuses the arla produce, benefits from it, you have to burn the beged. Alma chazus emulsahi. So color is a factor. Brahmini, vavakasha. Revius dam shenivlo bevayis. You have a revius of blood from a mace, from a dead person, which is metamei b'oyel, so anything found under the same roof as that, revius, becomes tummy. Rashi says revius is the smallest amount that a person can still live with. Right? A revius in a person's body can still keep him alive. So that's called a nefesh, damu nefesh, and that's mitami. Now let's say it was taken into a home, spilled on the floor and absorbed into the ground. Habayis tummy. So any kli, any utensil in that home became tummy. Not the building itself, that's a karka, it's not makabal tumma, but the items in there are tummy. Va'armila, we have another shita, which says habayis tohar. No, everything is okay. V'loi pligi, there really is no machlekes. Ha b'kelim, davul mi'ikara. Ha b'kelim, davul l'basoif. An item that was present in the home while the blood in its liquid form was delivered to the home becomes tummy. But something which only entered the home after the blood was absorbed in the ground, that's tor. Now, nivla b'ksus, let's say the blood was absorbed in a garment. Is it still in existence? Is it still spreading tumma or no? Ryan, we evaluate imis kabeses aksus. Suppose you would launder that beged, v'yoytzi men revius dam, and the revius of dam would still come out of it. So you see it's still liquid, in liquid form, it still exists. Tzmeya, so it spreads tumma even in its current form while it absorbed, because it's still there. But if you would know that through laundering you can't get a revius dam out of there, so it's so deeply absorbed and it's like non-existent tahira, it does not spread tumma. Bottom line is, even though you have the look, the color still on the beged, there's a revius of blood in that beggar, right? So even though you can't salvage it, part of it is stuck in there permanently, but the color is still visible, and that color is an expression of the content. So if color is a real factor, so I think the thing still exists in its fullness. So why isn't it going to be metame? Amar Rav Kahana, you're right. Once again, here we have an exception, Lekula. Mikulei revius shanakan, this is another example of being lenient in terms of a revius dam, because we're speaking b'dam tvusa de rabbana, it's not your standard dam from a mace. Rashi explains dam tvusa is blood which dripped from a person who was killed, part of it came during his lifetime, part later. It's a suffix, it's only matame de rabbana, so we allow ourselves to be lenient, we ignore the blood which cannot be retrieved from the beget. Rava Rami, here comes another kasha from Rava. Tanan, we have one Mishnah, Meseches Shviyos, listing all the different types of produce which have Kedushas Shviyos and must be treated accordingly. Miminat Soivin, what are plants and things which provide dye and color, which are on the list of Kedusha items? Sviches Tis, Stim V'Koitza, you have these plants, Stim and Koitza, which produce dye and color. Yesh lehen shviyas, v'ledmein shviyas, yesh lehen bir, v'ledmein bir, they treat it all like a regular Shemitah. So, you can't deal with it commercially, and even money received on behalf of these items have to be treated accordingly. Yesh lehen bir means there's a deadline in terms of how long you can hold on to them, only as long as they're available for the animals out in the wild. V'ledmein bir, and likewise, monies received in exchange for these items have to be treated accordingly. Bottom line is, even plants, which are not edibles, alma eitzim yesh ben mishum kedusha shviyas, they're treated like any other shmita produce. Ramini, we have a kasha that inedibles are not shmita enabled. Ali kanim, ali gefanim, you have leaves growing from these reeds and vines. Shegivivan bechaba al pnei asada, which he gathered from the field in order to store it for the winter time. So, what status do they have? Lokdan la'achila. So apparently these things are still technically edible, these little fresh leaves. So if the point of gathering them was for personal consumption, so we treat it as such. Yesh ben mishum kedusha shviyas. We treat it as, shviyas produce, and they must be treated accordingly. But la'etzim, if the intention was for firewood, ein ben mishum kedusha shviyas, that allows it to be labeled differently. It's inedible. It has no kedusha shviyas. But a minute ago we said Sviches Stim V'Koitz, even though they're not edible, have Kedusha Shviyas. How does that work? Umeshani and Rav himself offered a solution. Amar Kro La'ach, the Torah, in describing the Shviyas products. Well, Shemitah is meant for La'achla, for personal consumption. La'achla means to eat. So that sets the formula. That sets the guideline. What Shemitah growth has Kedusha Shviyas? What falls under the banner of a Shemitah product pertaining to Kedusha Shviyas, which necessitates proper, care, to be treated properly, that's only something which is consumed in similar fashion to food. How does one consume food? Hana asoy. The hana, the benefit from eating that food happens at the same time as the food is being consumed, as being obliterated, right? But it happens simultaneously. So that type of item, such as food, has Kedusha Shviyas. Yotzu Eitzim, as opposed to wood. Right? Firewood. How does one enjoy firewood? The Ano only comes post-destruction. It's burnt, and that produces warmth, etc. So that item does not have Kedusha Shviyas. It cannot be consumed, it cannot be enjoyed as food is. So bottom line is, when it comes to something which is like wood, like firewood, there's no Kedusha Shviyas. Food does have Kedusha Shviyas. And likewise, says Rashi, plants which produce dye and color, that too has Kedusha Shviyas. You know why? Because there as well, the Hano and the beer happened at the same time. Why? Says Rashi. You throw the colored plant into the vat. What happens? The material absorbs the dye as the dye is disintegrating. So the dissolving of the dye comes at the same time as the dye being absorbed. It's a simultaneous process. Hano and the beer happen together, and therefore has Kedusha Shviyas. That explains the discrepancy between these two halachas. Sviches tis stim b'koitza have Kedusha Shviyas, because they're used to color and to dye, whereas regular firewood does not. Vayika etzim demashcha, but there's some like oily wood, which are used as like candles. Tana asana b'yur and shava, in that case, the benefit and the incineration happen at the same time. As it's burning, it gives off light. So why doesn't that have to do Shvius? I'm a Rava. Well, we follow the majority. Stam etzim lasokin. I mean, typically, wood is meant for heating, for firewood, and therefore roiv etzim have that status. In which case, they're not they don't conform because the anoa happens after the bira. Right, the benefit is post destruction, and therefore all wood fall under the same banner. Even though you have some technically some exceptions, but it doesn't matter. It follows the majority, and therefore, when it comes to etzim, there's no kedusha shvius. Food does have kedusha shvius, and likewise, plants used for coloring and painting. Okay, bottom line is, we discussed a craftsman who misuses raw material. We have two cases. One involved a drastic shinui, one just a slight shinui, and we know the halacha is in each one. We discussed this interesting question of how to deal with pigment and appearance. Is it something tangible, something real? So with respect to Arla, with respect to Shvius, it is. Otherwise, we were not sure. And we concluded with the precise guidelines for what does conform to Kedusha Shvius and what does not. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.